This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Joining me on the line now from the Melbourne Zoo is Arthur Blackham. We're going to be talking about snow leopards. Arthur, thank you very much for your time today.
Good morning, Adam.
Now, tell me a little bit about snow leopards. First of all, whereabouts are they found?
The snow leopards found through the mountain ranges of Central Asia. So you're looking at the areas of Afghanistan, Nepal, China and Tibet.
Now, they'd come under the the group of the big cats, is that correct?
That's correct.
How big are they in comparison to other big cats?
If you're looking at something like, your lions and your larger of your tigers, like your Bengals and that, they're not as large as that. So you're looking at a cat that ranges, females, I guess, anywhere between about 25 up to about 35 kilograms, and your males, they can weigh anything up to around about 40 kilograms.
Now, they tend to live in areas where prey is very sparse, is that right?
That's correct. Unfortunately, a lot of their habitat now, the mountains now, have been used for grazing of cattle. So the snow leopard, unfortunately, is seen as a bit of a pest species for the local tribesmen. And unfortunately, these animals are hunted.
Are they protected by law, but they're just illegally hunted?
Yep, no, they are protected by law. There's a few conventions that actually cover the protection of these species, and their home range countries, which I mentioned earlier, they are signatories to these treaties. But unfortunately, and we have to understand that these tribespeople live in rather harsh conditions where they do live. Their livestock is their life, basically. And unfortunately, cats come in contact with humans and the cats basically lose out.
They come off second best.
Yeah.
I also believe because of their beautiful coats, they fetch very high prices on the illegal trade as well.
That's absolutely correct. The tribespeople, farmers, I guess when they actually do shoot one of these animals, there's another venue for them. They can actually sell the pelts. So they sell the pelts. They only probably get a few dollars for them, maybe $5, $5 or so. It then goes to a middleman who may collect a couple of $100 off each pelt, and then it goes to the actual sellers of these pelts who can make thousands of dollars on these pelts.
Are they normally turned into clothes or sometimes ornamental?
Yeah, basically clothing. So they go into, I guess, the fashion industry and adorn beautiful people.
Got you. The coats are white with a black spot, is that right, being a snow leopard?
It's not exactly white. It's more of a lightish ash colour. There's tinges of brown through that ash colour as well. And they're not spots. They're more of a rosette, similar to what is on a jaguar, and they're more of a dark grey colour.
Okay. And I'm assuming, like all other spotted and striped big cats, every cat's fur is different?
That's absolutely right. And that's when you actually see if it's a full-length coat or even a half coat, that's possibly, there's not one animal that's gone into that. There's multiple animals that have gone into that. So what they try and do is find a lot of pelts that match and then cut out small pieces, sew all them together to actually form the garment.
It's shocking, isn't it?
It is.
Now, one of the exciting things that is happening at Melbourne Zoo is you've just got a new breeding couple there.
We have. We've got Leon, who came down to us from Taronga Zoo. He was originally from Germany, Wild Park Zoo in Germany. And Mio, we imported her a few years ago from Germany as well. She's now 6 years of age. We put these animals together possibly, I'm going back probably about 2 months ago, about 4 or 5 weeks ago. They actually made it, so there was lots of action there, mm-hmm. And we are hoping that Well, we haven't seen any signs of a bulge yet, but we're hoping that, say, around mid to late December, there might be the pitter-patter of little paws.
How exciting. I'm guessing you don't just wait for a bulge. Do you actually run x-rays or different things to...
No, because what happens there, to do any type of x-rays or anything like that, we actually need to knock the animal out, and we're not going to risk anything like that. What we do is we've got this animal trained so that we can actually get her to stand up against the wire, and from there we'll be actually see a bulge in her stomach. It'll actually fall back a little bit, so we'll see a bit of a bump, and when it gets really close to the time when she's about to drop, she starts pulling the fur out of her belly, and she makes a really soft nest to give birth in. So once she starts ripping, oh, not ripping, that sounds a bit harsh, pulling the fur from her underbelly to form this nest, we'll be very confident that we're going to have offspring.
Does nine leopards usually breed well in captivity?
The last one that was born here is our old girl, Shimbu. She's 20, oh, she'll be 20 come next year. So this is a monumentous moment for Melbourne Zoo and I guess for the population of captive snow leopards.
I bet. Also, how do they go, I'm guessing because they're used to the colder climates, how do they go in the Australian climate?
They do quite well. Because they go through a molt, so they have a winter coat and a summer coat. The winter coat's very thick and lush. The summer coat is actually a lot lighter. Snow leopards don't live in... I guess it's a bit of a misnomer that we think snow leopard. They live in the snow all the time.
Yeah.
But they don't. The summer months they spend up high in the mountains where there's no snow, and then when winter comes, they actually come down to the lower parts of the mountain range, and that's when they actually come into a lot more contact with humans. But they do quite well here. We have misters, sprinklers and that for them. The enclosures are nice and shaded. On those days where you've got a bit of a breeze, it actually helps cool them down as well. And if it does get too hot for them, we give them access to their night dens, which are actually very cool.
Got you. I know with a lot of animals there is the captive breeding program. The ideal is to later on release animals back into the wild.
Yep.
Is that going to be hard for snow leopards with their...
It is... Well, we would all love to think that everything that we breed in captivity, that we have a viable program for animals to actually go back into the wild, and there are such programs, but for things like snow leopards where their actual home range is becoming a lot smaller and they're trying to protect the animals that are actually in those ranges, at the moment releasing animals back into the wild is not a viable situation.
Arthur, thank you very much for taking the time to chat to us today. You've got a very lucky job. I'm a big fan of the big cat, so I'm jealous that you get to look after
snow
leopards.
If you're going to get round down this way, you must try and catch up with us then.
Sounds great. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to chat to us today.
My pleasure, and a big hello to my brother Henry.
Hello, Henry.
Cheerio. See you, Adam.
See you later. There you go. That's Arthur Blackham. He's one of the keepers at Melbourne Zoo. He's looking after the snow leopards. They've recently had an introduction and a bit of action between a male and female snow leopard, and hopefully they'll have the pitter-patter of baby feet very, very soon.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.